Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The world is in a massive transition. Are you prepared? Hi, I'm Reverend Tracy L., and I am here to help you navigate through these uncharted waters. Many experts told me it was not possible to repair, regenerate, and restore my body. I proved them all wrong. Isn't it time for you to reclaim what is rightfully yours? If your answer is yes, then I invite you to join me while I will help you embrace the new earth and unlock your unlimited potential. Let's connect every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Tracy L. Clark Show, as featured on Transformation Talk Radio. The old ways of connecting are done, so let's embrace together the new and unleash the superhuman within.
Good morning. Well, to my Canadian friends, I hope you all had an incredible Thanksgiving and maybe a little bit too much turkey gravy leftovers. And I was just saying to my lovely producer, Olivia, you have that little extra cake. Doesn't always sit well, but that's okay. We're going to clean it up today. We're going to shift today. It is a call-in show, 1-800-930-2819. We will shift and sift your energy. And, you know, fall is going to quickly come to an end as we come into our winter time. And we always said this winter was about creating new things happening, new things coming forward as that old is crumbling. And so we're going to talk a little bit about creating and manifesting your world right now, because it's very different. I don't know if you know this, but if you're in my Miraculous Academy or Evolutionary Academy, you've heard me say this, but if you've just been on the radio show and you've listened to me, I don't believe in the law of attraction. And people say to me, why don't you believe in the law of attraction? I'm like, because you look at a lot of people with the law of attraction and they're usually, you know, they're not attracting what they want. I always believe in the law of creation and manifesting. And people say, aren't that the same thing? And it's actually not. It's not the same thing. Because when you're looking at the law of, you know, that law of attraction, you're like, I'm going to think about it and I'm going to bring it in. And you think about it and you go, it's not coming. You think about it and it's not coming. You know, I always say, if you want a quick fix, you're totally on the wrong train. When you do work like how we do with shifting and changing your life, it's a way of living. It's every day, right? But when you want to actually look at creating and you want to look at manifesting something, it's so important that you actually start to look at what are your belief systems? Where did that come from? Who are you afraid of disappointing? You know, we all can find there's shame, there's pain, and we can say all day long, I don't want that. I don't want to be broke or I don't want to be sick. And I know that was me. I was like, I don't want to be sick. I was born sick. Many of you know that. And I was just like, I don't want that. However, I kept attracting and I kept attracting it. And I thought that was a law of attraction, but I was like, okay, I am attracting it. But the key to unhook it wasn't to just think about something that I wanted. That wasn't going to work. It wasn't. And it didn't work. But what I found with the law, because everything's a vibration and a frequency with creating and with manifesting, I was like, so what is the pain space? What am I afraid of not doing anymore? And think about this for a minute, because if there's something stuck in your life, we are creating our lives. You're creating your life right now. You are creating everything in your world. And quite often what happens is you can get so stuck on just creating the same thing because you're only looking at half the coin. You're only looking at one half of your perception. You're like, well, this is how I grew up. This is how it is. This is my systems. And you don't even realize how you take all of those systems that you were born with and you start to integrate them in your life. When you start to, and this is going to get really clear for what's going on in the world right now, when you start to dismantle those systems, when you start to dismantle the beliefs, when you start to actually pull the other side of the coin in, when you start to look at, wow, I am powerful, and you kind of start to realize you can do whatever you want to do. You are worthy. You are important. then you start to do this for yourself and you start to realize that that God of your understanding, you might call it universe or divine, it doesn't matter. It's an energy of beautiful love, whatever you call it. There's no right, no wrong. But you come over into this area and you realize everything is there. Everything's created. But you're so busy looking at what you haven't got that you forgot to go over to the other side where there's literally, if you just had Thanksgiving dinner, well, look at how much food is on the table. You have an abundance of food and you're like, I'm so full. I got a little brain fog today. I think I ate a little bit too much carrot cake. But I'll tell you, I like carrot cake, but if you know me, I have not had sugar in many months. So, you know, there you go. But it was looking at this table of all this food. That's what the universe has for you. The universe has a massive table, a banquet table of whatever you desire, but the pattern that keeps going. So when you look at saying, maybe you want to have better finances, really in truth, when you start unhooking those systems and the family generation of beliefs and thought patterns, there can be betrayal that comes up. There can be shame that comes up. There can be pain that comes up. And even with health, like when you look at health issues, and I know this one well, I was born with a crisis. I always say, don't wait for a crisis. But most people wait for a crisis because those health issues are coming long before. However, those health issues also give you a pass out of things you don't want to do in the day. They also get you different attention, right? And people say, well, I didn't create that. Yeah, you did. And I can say that 1,000%, because even though I was born with mine, I had many experts say it wasn't possible. You can't get rid of it. You can't get rid of it. Well, we got rid of it. So off they go into their expert. One of the things I like to remind people that I really believe when it comes to the law of creation or manifesting or whatever you want to look at in your vibrational frequency is science is beautiful. It's beautiful on many levels. And I think everything in our world has been created for a reason. It's all beautiful, so we can use it in different worlds at different times. But when you look at science is a snapshot of what they have now, right? So if you look at science 10, 15 years ago, they didn't have what they were able to discover now. And a lot of times science is based on whoever funded it, those programs, right? Who funded it? And they pick little data. So you don't even know if the science you're following is accurate. You don't. Everyone says, well, the science says, well, I go back to the simple one. Coffee's good for you. Coffee's bad for you. Chocolate's good for you. Chocolate's bad for you. Why is this so important right now? Because I'm getting constant emails around people telling me they are losing their noodles. Their friends are losing their noodles. They're not paying attention. There's a ton of fear on the planet. And this goes into the law of creation. We are creating this planet. You know, it was really, we've created where we are. We've created where we are by following just what other people say rather than taking the information and following what you know is right for you. One of the things in my community that frustrates people is I will move the energy and I will shift it. But if you don't show up, you're not going to shift. And I really make you accountable. And now in life, this is about becoming accountable for your life. I want you to be so empowered that when you go out in the day, you're making the decisions. I've seen it. You've seen it a million times where people get so dependent on other people. I don't like that. I want you to be so empowered that you say, I can use this tool. I can do this because this is what we need in the world. And why does this winter and why are people getting so frustrated right now? I love that 11-11. I happen to look over. Why are people getting so frustrated right now and angry? This is why. The information that's been sitting in your system that no longer works for you is begging to come out. We're not taught when we're little people to look at what our bodies are telling us, our intuition, our connection to Mother Earth, our connection to the universe divine. We're not taught. We're taught to read books that and you know learn certain things in school that doesn't really apply to where you're going in life. Most of those skills, yes, you got to read and write, and yes, you need your basic math, unless you're going to go be a scientist. There's other things for that. But a lot of the things that you read, even your history, stuff like that, it's not accurate unless you go to those countries. That's why I'm such a big fan of traveling. I sent my children around the world to travel, my younger daughter for grade 12. And people said, why are you doing that? And I said, because I want her to see the rest of the world. And when she traveled around the world, she'd call me and say, Mommy, like, this isn't what we learned in school. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's people's perceptions. So every time you have a perception, that's what starts to mold the creation of what you're walking in. And it's really important. You can look in the world right now. People have a very point of view perception around one thing. And if they're not willing to look at the other half, you get very narrow, very tunneled, and then you're going to attract more of that stuff into you. So it's important because as the world is crumbling, it has to crumble. The old systems don't work. So if you've ever been in a divorce or you've ever had a job that ended or you ever were so sick and you couldn't get out of bed, you were just waiting for it to get over. You needed that period to get over to get to the better. So right now, all the systems are being shaken within you. The anger is coming out because there's deep-seated anger that needs to come out. There's frustration because the frustration needs to come out, both on a planet level and in your own self. So when you look at the whole Earth, it's transitioning again. The old systems need to go to the new. And then people will say to me, you know, while I'm reading all of this stuff, be careful about going down the rabbit hole. Be very careful. And I call it the rabbit hole with many different thought forms of things going on. But if you're going to get dragged down the rabbit hole of what could be extreme theories versus staying connected to the God of your understanding, connected to the light, letting the people have the energy to what they require to do good things. Most of the people on the planet are good people. And the fear that people have is they're just waking up, realizing right now, this is the fear and the anger, that a lot of what has been indoctrinated into the world is not really true. And that's scary for people because they know what's coming out. They know as these old systems are crumbling, you know the truth is coming out. It may not come out all in the day. That would like devastate a lot of people, but it comes out in over time. But you don't even have to worry about what all of that is. I don't want you worrying. I want you to just sort of tune into your body. And if you know the one simple tool, you just do the one simple tool, reset, let go on your heart, reset, let go, reset, let go. But I want you to just tune into your body and just, I am safe, and understand how your body is feeling. Because it's your body that's going to lead you through this. It's your connection to the God of your understanding that's going to lead you through this. It's your understanding that it's going to look messy. So we can basically bulldoze the old to come to the new. But if the reason there's so much information and misinformation in the world right now is because a lot of truth is coming out, and the old energies that have taken the planet for so long are holding on really tight. And if they need you to be afraid, they need you to be afraid. Because as I've said it a million times, the opposite of fear is love. It doesn't matter what other emotion you pull in. You have fear and you have love. And everything that is on top of that, anxiety, pain, suffering, the bottom root comes back to a fear. And right now in the world, the fear is that as this old crumbles, that the energies that have controlled the planet for 25,000 years, their fear is their reign is done. And their reign is done the more people wake up and say, yeah, we're kind of done. And it's happening. It's happening all over the world. So it may not look the way you want. And I always say, when we transition, God never, ever does anything the way we think it's supposed to be. It never happens the way we think it's supposed to be. It doesn't unfold the way we think it's supposed to be. But it will come into better if you are grounded, you are centered, you are neutral, and you are stable in all of those spaces. And if you start to understand, if something isn't creating the way I would desire it to be, what is the fear? Because God gave you something amazing. You are a sovereign being of God. You are a child of God, which to me is an energy of beautiful love. You can take it however you want. If that great universal energy. But you were given the gift of desire. And when you have desire, watch out. You can start to create anything, absolutely anything. So check us out, TracyLClark.com. My book is coming out, so I want you to sign up and you'll be the first to know it's coming. We're going to go to the phone lines. And then if you are joining me this weekend, it is our weekend event that's moved from in-person to online. because we can't do in person. So we have 2 full days together is shifting, and we're going to go deeper into the transformation for you. So hold on, you might get a little bit tired through it, but it's because your body's going to be shifting at an accelerated pace. There's a reason we're doing it this weekend. All right, Olivia, do we have Debbie on the line from Vancouver?
Yeah, we've got Debbie from Vancouver. Debbie, you are on with Tracy L. Clark.
Hi, Debbie.
Okay. Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I am all right, thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving.
Yes, indeed. There's an echo.
A little bit of an echo there. What's your question? We'll see if we can get our producer to help out there.
Mostly, I feel like a flat tire. While I feel emotional, because there's many emotions leaving that are passing through, but I feel lost and wonder why I'm here and feel like I'm wasting my time.
Yeah, you feel like the rug was pulled out from under you. Hang on a second. Let me just take a peek here. I'm going to actually clean up some energy around the heart. There seems to be, so like what I was saying, was a lot of confusion about also the old way of how we would live exists to the new. So on a subconscious level, your body knows that there's going to be a whole new way of living, a whole new way of existing. And the body is actually having resistance to that. And when the body has resistance to that, this is exactly what feels. We get emotional. And then basically, I'm not sure if you know, I had 3 near-death experiences, and that's where my body would get to where I was like, I want to check out. Like, I've said that myself, exactly what you said. Like, what's the point? Why am I here? I'm going to adjust your heart space just first, and then I'm going to tell you what's actually coming through here. One, there's a greater level of how you actually connect in your environment and how you lead people naturally, energetically, that your body is totally not even aware of. So I'm going to connect that, and then I'll tell you what's happening here. It appears your body forgot actually why you came to the planet at this time during such great transition. And the body's looking at, I don't know how to say it. It's like you've had a lot of people step on you in your lifetime. I want to take off some imprints that are not yours. How does that feel when I say that?
I feel exactly like you said.
Yeah.
I feel like my life has been a complete waste of time and somebody's doormat, no matter what I do. Creation, attraction, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, exactly. No, this I get. I totally get this. Hang on a second. I've been there. I totally understand. Yeah, and part of that, it's interesting because so the programming and the conditioning is, and that's what I said, like people stepping, like looking at muddy feet, right? And it's like you give and you give. You were programmed throughout all the lifetimes, I give and I give. And there's something in your family too, even when you're small, it's like, I want to keep saying, well, be the big, good little girl, just do this, do that. And I want to pull this off of you because what's happened, and I get it. I've been exactly where you are, like exactly. And it's like, I'm doing these things and I can see I'm going to pull this. I just want to like rip it off, put you in a warm bath and say it's going to be okay. But I get it. So what we're going to start to do is I'm going to remove the heart and the pain, and we're going to start to remove the conditioning from you back to the family unit and the ancestral line that it's like, if I be the good girl, if I do this, I'm going to get what I want. But that's just not happening because they just keep taking advantage. And the body has a pattern that it's afraid to actually step out of that because it doesn't know any other way. So what it's getting to now is the frustration of, I don't know any other way. So all I'm going to do is then I just check, then why am I here? What is the purpose? And that's a normal space for somebody that's very intuitive to get to. Like I was saying before, you have a lot of intuition, you have a lot of empathy, you have a lot of awareness, but it looks like it's never even found a place where it can be channeled. It doesn't have a place where you even have people that have most of your life. I got like 80-20, like 20% of the people kind of understand you, 80% wouldn't, like you'd show up like you were wearing a bag over your head, like they wouldn't even get you. How does that feel? How does that sound when I say that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm that's where you can say, well, I've been doing the law of attraction and I'm doing, and I don't like that, right? Because that's the thing. I'm like, well, we create, but that's where we keep creating. And this is where we as people get stuck. We keep creating on that same line, saying, well, I'm thinking right, I'm thinking positive, I'm visualizing that coming in and these nice people and people that have me. But our subconscious, I call them the BS systems, not just the belief systems, the BS systems, but the ones that they run like a loop in our body. And these are the ones, and there's a lot of fear, and there's a lot of fear. If you step into the power, that's the door that's afraid to open. If you stand up to what you know, what you feel, and I look at your environment, it starts to feel really shaky and very crumbly, similar to what's going on in the world. The reason this is pushing you really hard right now is you can see between your spirit team, between your body, your soul, your connection, your awareness, your empathy, you're being pushed to stand up and into who you are, not who your parents want to be, not who your friends want to be, not the career, not any of that, who you know you are inside and that connection, that inner power. And then the body gets scared. Don't worry. It's like, I don't know where I am. I don't know where I'm going. Don't worry. I'm going to start to remove all this accumulation of patterning out. I'll reground your feet because they come ungrounded. And there's a lot of heavy energy sitting on the body that is not yours. So this would be where people projected things at you because it looks like they, a lot of people in your life had said things that were very hurtful. They projected energies at you and like mud, they stuck to your body. So let me start to pull this off and I'm going to recenter the brain, yeah. The right to the left to the right. Thank you, God. You have got so much power in there, but you use about 2%. You're afraid to shine it because it seems like every time you've tried to even come out, you got slapped down. Hang on.
Yep,
you can see. Every time. So that's the belief system. So that's where the body's now comfortable. The body says, I know how to deal with people being mean to me. I know how to deal with being slapped down. I know how to deal with not fitting in. And I'm going to tell you, Debbie, I always say in our community, we're misfit, right? It's like, we want to be different, but the whole patterning I'm going to start to shake off here is a conditioning. If I'm different, I don't fit in, I'm not accepted. Then I'm like, what happens to my life? Again, back to safety over years and years of patterning. So I'm going to pull these lines. A lot coming out of the heart. Is your body okay?
Oh, yeah. I just emotional.
Yeah, lots coming out. Lots. I'm going to recenter the high heart and the low heart. There's a lot of congestion in the heart and a lot of misinterpreted information from people right from when you were tiny that just kept building on and on and on. So I'm just going to remove a bunch of this energy out of your field and strengthen you. Thank you, God. We're going to impart like better clarity and some grounding so you can actually start to see your environment different. So one of the exercises that you can do here is I'm just going to shift this is you can actually look and say, okay, what am I afraid of and what can I do different? And I don't mean that like just talk about it. I mean like tune into your body, hold it for a second and say, what can I do differently? And I tell you, when I ask that question to your body, you kind of turtle in because it's sort of like every time you've moved the difference, this is what we're going to change. Every time you've moved to do something different, that's where kind of, I want to say, you know, things blew up. So people, places, and things got really out of whack and the body got scared. You're nobody's doormat anymore. You're ready to let that go, actually. Hang on.
Oh, I've been ready to let it go forever.
Now you're ready to do the new action. That's where the brain says, oh, I know I want it different or I don't want that or I'm tired of that. But when we actually look, so if I actually said to you, okay, we're going to move you into this beautiful life. You have your friends, family, everything is just moving nice. Everything's flowing, everything healthy, everything's good. If you looked at your life right now, what would be the number one thing you'd be afraid of that would have to leave or change? Would you have to let go of?
To me, in the thinking mind, nothing. I am afraid of nothing.
Yeah.
Like I can.
That's what we all say. Yeah. At all costs. Yeah, in the thinking brain, that's exactly what we all say because we can start to see as we move the energy, like your environment would change quite drastically. So in that space, it's like the half and the whole. So it's like if you can even say, do I want this the easy way or the hard way? So you've been so conditioned to doing it the hard way, you have resistance of actually doing it the easy way. So if you're okay, I'd like to strengthen you to doing it more the easy way, which means looking at that smorgasbord. Like I said, if I could just bring this in, you'll start to feel the resistance in the body every day. And that's where you're going to start to see this energy dissipate. It looks like another couple of days, it'll start to lift off. And there's a lot of energy and congestion in your field that's going with the planet right now that has nothing to do with you. And empaths have to remind themselves that we are cleaning like we've never cleaned before, the energy that's actually lifting up out of the field. So even if you walk down the street and I can see you doing this and you're like, I'm going to give them what they require. Thank you, God. I'm going to give them what they require. Thank you, God. Just quietly in your head and just throw like little energy bombs at people. You can start to see your feet dissipate what's not yours and your energy field actually lifts up. You start to feel clear and then you start to see all these changes that you're ready to make in your life. How does that feel?
Well, it feels lighter. You know, I do that for everybody already.
Yeah, but I really want you to be aware of it in your body. You're doing it all from the head and we have to bring you down into the body. There's a big difference. When we're in the head, we're in the conscious. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is the conscious and the subconscious are always having their battles, right? But when we bring it into the body, into the heart drive's where creation is. And you know that. But you keep it in the head. And when we get it in the heart, it's like coming from the heart, you'll start to see this lift off, especially now with a bunch of this external energy lifting the field. Your body's going to feel lighter and you're going to start to, even your organs will start to recalibrate. And then it's like your boundaries will become very clear. Like people won't be able to use you as a doormat anymore because that's the thing. It's like they look at you and they still have that energy. That's what we're disconnecting. So your boundaries are going to become strong. And you don't like that confrontation. So that's going to start to change and shift. And then watch how powerful you're going to step into it. You just got to say, I'm ready. And that's it. Like you'll bring it down right away because it's a fear of loss. You can see it. It's a big fear of loss if you really stand up into your power. That's what's happening. But you have it. It's already. You're going to feel it stronger and you're going to feel it stronger in your legs and your feet as well.
I really look forward to being excited about life.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd wake up and go, "Ooh, what? I wonder what I can do today." As opposed to, "Oh shit, it's just another day."
Yeah, that is the problem right there. See, and I say to people, when you wake up and say, "What can I do today?" and then you look at the day, then you're pulling in the yesterday today. And then you look at today. So what I even say, simple things you can do. So you change the routine in the morning. Body, what do you require? Body, what do you want to do today? Body, what would you like to do today? And when you actually start to do that, you're going to see your routine will change because your body's going to give you those signals. Then you become more empowered. Then you're like, body, what do I want to change? This is the same day. What do we want to change today? What am I going to do? Do I have to change my environment? I'm going to change my people. What am I going to do today? Start talking to your body this way. People don't do this. They get up and they say, "Oh, it looks the same as yesterday. Oh, I'm still sick like yesterday." And then it pulls in yesterday, and that's the half. That's the perception and the half of the lens that we tend to be focused on. And that perception. So we switch the perception, which we're shifting with you right now, to shift the perception. Say, okay, I'm excited to get out today. What is that adventure and where do I want to go? And what am I going to do? And then you start to feel that desire get stronger. And you're going to see very quickly, you're going to start doing different things that you're like, I would never have thought I would have done that. You'll go to different places, you'll do different things and watch. You'll start to see your environmental change. You look like you start purging more things, you're laughing more, and you're coming into this place. Just please remember that this winter, it's very important to stay connected with people that understand who you are because it is going to be a huge winter of transition, the biggest transition we've ever seen, and you're part of the transition. It's why you're here. All of the people of the light, we've gotten this information because we're here to help the people that are going to wake up that have no clue what's going to hit them in the next few months and go, what the heck's happening? And we're here to help them. We're here to educate them, show them, shift them, and bring them over to the other side while the planet is shifting out over the next few years. And you're part of that. Mm. You're part of that. Mm. It's huge. It's huge.
Okay.
Good job. All right. Let me know how you're feeling. I'm so happy that you called in. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back in a few minutes, and we'll be back with Madura right after the break.
Thank you. Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com. Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now. God, Where Are You? It's Me is a book that will inspire you, uplift you, and motivate you into pushing through the darkness to find the light. How to connect back to the God of your understanding when you feel all is lost. It will inspire you to keep expanding into the next level of life's journey and remind you that you are not forgotten. If life's struggles make you feel disconnected or left behind, and you just do not know where to turn anymore, this book is for you. Explore how simple life tools can last a lifetime when navigating through new territories. With each page, prepare to have your energy shifted and prepare to unlock the secrets within. If you're interested in reading this amazing book, God, Where Are You? It's Me. Visit us at TracyLClark.com and tune in to the Tracy L. Clark Show as featured on Transformation Talk Radio. Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Welcome back. You know, it's a very common space. We'll start to move that energy. We're talking with Debbie that has that. It's like we can say we're doing the right things, we're visualizing the right things, we're showing up. We don't want this life, but that's that one lens. And when you look on the other side, it's like you're repeating this over and over, like Groundhog Day. So there's a part of you that's so afraid of letting that go. And that piece is basically that your world's going to start to change. That now you're fully accountable for everything that shows up. And it's very common for empaths to fall under that trap. I did, she did, many, many people I see working with people all over the world. They all tell me the same thing. And you can see it. And once we start to unhook the energy that creates it, then what you're able to do is, you know, just pull that up. And then you can release it, let it go, and say, I'm ready for change. I'm ready for something different. And start to move the actions. It's going to be very uncomfortable, but you're going to get that shift. All right, Olivia, we're going to go to Madura from Calgary.
Yeah, we've got Madura from Calgary. Madura, you're on with Tracy L. Clark.
Hi, Madura.
Hey, how's it going, Reverend T?
Great. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I definitely ate a little too much pie.
Oh, that's okay. We'll forget. We'll wipe the pie away off the bodies. Off it goes. All done. What's your question today?
So last night, as you know, my marriage has kind of been energetically not really there. And my husband, instead of asking me, decided to go through my phone again and saw a message that I sent to a friend that I'm like, I'm done. Within 2 years, I'm done. And so now all this energy is here. And he wants to talk about it, but I know he needs counseling before we even try to do anything. Yes. So I'm just wondering if you can align it for a creative solution to what's going on. Because I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because when we start to announce those words, spirit hears them. It's an energy, it's a frequency, and then it comes. So we put our time frame, but we're like, we've been announcing it, you know, we're spirit. So there's this creative space that opens. It's actually a blessing because this actually gives some room, and 2 more years would be too hard on your body of just sort of having to live through that. So there was a great blessing there. So we can open that up and then strengthen him. There's a resistance that if he goes to some counseling, which we can move, you can see that he feels like he's failed or that, you know, he doesn't know what he's doing. That seems to be very common in his space. So we'll start to remove that and say, well, I need you to look at these patterns while I'm looking at these patterns. You've been growing and shifting, you know, very, very quickly in your personal, emotional, as you know, in every space, you're doing your work. And this is not uncommon. And you know this, people forget. So people listening, it's not uncommon. If you are, so Madura's in our Miraculous Academy. She does her work every day. She's a businesswoman. She's going hardcore. And this is a way of life. And when our partners don't get on it at some point, there becomes a separation because like what you're doing, Madura, and so many, and I did this too, is we start living our dreams. We start going for what we want. And then the partners, basically it's a frequency miss. We are so out of frequency and alignment. We're missing what's going on. And that's all it is with him, is he hasn't kept up with you. And that's where the counseling or talking to someone to see where does he feel less than. And that's where we can start to open up within the marriage space a little bit more, that there's looking how you've been looking at yourself and then how he needs to look at himself. So then you guys can look at a unit and see what works, what doesn't, rather than just his needs being met versus yours. That's the piece he seems to be missing, is as a husband, as a man, standing in his strength, what you require. So you're always going between male, female energy. So I'm going to shake that for him so he can start to see that it has to go. He has to step up because you're missing that piece. If that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me shift this for you. This is a big blessing for you though. This is actually
good. I was very grateful when I went to bed last night because I'm like, okay, I didn't have to speak the words. He saw it. So I don't have to pretend it's opened up. I know. And I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. You got a lot of guidance behind this. So you're ready to just say, okay, this is what we need to do. I love it. Your strength, your stability is so strong, and it's going to take him a little bit. So, you know, tell him it's okay too, that if he tries a couple till he feels right, that that's normal. Cause sometimes you go to see someone and then it's just not that right person. They may have to shift a couple of times. So remind him that it's okay if he has to move around a few times. He'll find there looks like there's a really nice, it's a very important that he gets a gentleman too. So just FYI.
Okay.
He needs to speak to an it's a man. And I can see there's a man across from him that's very centered, very in tune. He's very intuitive, the one that he finds. So yeah, I would look for definitely a male person that he can go speak to for sure.
Yeah, because I think the biggest thing is, I've shifted so much that he's not catching up. And I'm like, I can't keep trying to pull you along. You've got to do it for yourself.
Yeah. And that's the big thing. Everybody thinks we can just pull everyone along, and you and I know, well, we can't. Right. And so the vibration just changes. That's all. It just changes. And we're so ingrained in the, well, we should just stick it out because it's going to change. Well, no, we stick it out until we see people doing the work. But that's usually when the endings come, is when one person just wants to stay in the old and the other is ready for the new. And there's an impasse. And when you're at an impasse, then you have to start making different decisions. But you're not quite there yet. So let's get him to this male person. And he's got some space there we can shake and see how he comes along. Sound good?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much love. Okay, Olivia. I don't know if I say the name right. Zhuhai, is that right? From Dubai?
Yeah, we've got Juhi
Juhi. Okay.
From Dubai.
Make sure I say
Juhi,
it right.
You're on with Tracy L. Clark.
I want to say their names right. It's very important. Hi, Juhi.
Hi, Tracy.
How are you?
I'm great. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm on the show.
You got on. You got on. There's a few after you, so you did good. What's your okay. question? And happy day. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, too. I'll try and make it quick. So when I was 14, I used to get visions. I guess I started seeing things and maybe clairvoyance, that's what you would call it.
Yes.
Till the age of 19, I saw things very strongly. In fact, my father passed away and I saw the accident. So I went to a psychic and she told me that you're not ready for it right now because I was really disturbed. And she told me it's a gift. It won't just go away. So when you're ready, it'll come back. I'm 37 now and I've started for the past few years, starting to tap into handwriting, started to feel again like I'm seeing things. But in my heart, I feel maybe some way I disrespected the gift and now it's not coming to me like it used to. I'm ready to help people. I am kind of getting drawn towards energy healing as well. But my third eye is not as open like it was. I guess I need your help here.
Yeah, you're very good. And you were very, very good. It's very talented. It's nice. You can kind of see it peeks out. It's like a little kid peeking out behind the closet when those visions come through. This happens, and I've seen this a lot. I'm going to pull it off. When you're very, very powerful, and when somebody shows up in another person's space that isn't as grounded as they perhaps should be, I'm going to say this as polite as possible, they'll find ways to shut down your gift. So yes, it can be distraught to say, I saw this. But when we take children who can see, we nurture their gift, right? You want to nurture the gift. And so I'm going to move, and it's going to sound harsher than it is. It wasn't done on purpose, but I'm going to move what I would call like word manipulation, curses, and I'm going to start to move it off because your gift was actually meant to be nurtured. So everything happens for a reason. Yes, we know that. I get a lot of headache on my right side because it looks like it was shut down based on fear versus open up based on love. And now you're ready to open up based on love. There's still some fear though, when I go to remove this, so I'll start to move that energy off. There's still some fear around because you, and I say this too, and you know this, you don't always just see the good things, right? Like things and dreams, you'll see other things as well. But there's still some fear of seeing that other side. So because when you saw it, and then obviously when you lose a parent and that can shake, like, why did I have to see that? When actually there's beauty in that gift as well of being able to help other people understand the transition, right? Other people understand, even though we're working through our own loss on it. So if you're okay, I want to remove a lot of the imprinting that it's basically like the body took it up that the gift was bad versus the gift was good. Do you understand that when I say that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I got to remove. There's an imprinting and an implanting. And that was that point that if it was nurtured, but I would say the weird energies of enemy spirit come in many different forms. So we're going to pull that off and I'm just going to remove a bunch of the karma and the agreements and strengthen you to being strong, to seeing the positive and the negative, but you'll see more positive. And that's just a gift you can channel more into the positive space. You are ready to open it. You actually have been ready to open it. It looks like 7 or 8 years ago, but you still were hesitant. So let's remove that timeline. Thank you, God. There we go. And you can ask spirit to show you things in a more gentle manner. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that. So it doesn't have to be as harsh and then more gentle. So you can interpret it and put it out in an easier way for people that you're speaking with and even in your own life. Okay. I'm going to pull a bunch of information out of your throat too. Whew. There we go. Thank you, God. Yeah, you have got you're very strong. So are you okay if we strengthen this to open up quicker, faster?
Yes, please.
You're okay with that? Okay. I'm going to strengthen you. So we're going to speed you up to actually be strong. Thank you, God, to open this, to open the third eye, the connection, the intuition to the body, the soul, and the spirit. The spirit's nice and connected at a faster rate. I'm going to remove all imprinting. I got to say this word. I don't like to say it too often, but I'm going to remove all forms of curses, witchcraft, spells, black magic. Thank you, God. We'll go this lifetime and others just to make sure we get them all strong to seeing, interpreting, moving forward. You can feel the third eye now. It's wanting to move. And I'll just remind you, I'm going to strengthen the body that, yes, you're using it for good. There's something in the past lifeline that just popped up that was like, what if I use it for not good? Now you're not going to go that way. Don't worry. You're very strong. You're very connected. You will know right away too, a lot more if it's an energy. I call them enemy spirits, bad energy, whatever you want to call them. You'll notice right away if it's something that's not of the light that you'll just command it to move. It'll leave. There's very important for you. I teach this a lot, but it's very important for you to do. To declare however you want to declare it. But I always say, like, I only connect to pure God source love energy, and only pure God source love energy connects with me. And I declare it quite often, but I would declare it a lot when all of a sudden the gifts are really starting to move. It's really important you make a declaration similar to that, or you can just do what works for you, but that you're very clear of what is allowed to connect with you. Now, you can still talk right to the angelic realm or see the images or the spirit realm in the way that you want to, but make sure you remember you're in charge of how that goes, and you're in charge of what they're allowed to and how they're allowed to. So it's like incorporating. Some people like spirits to jump in their body. I don't. I'm like, you can show me an image. That's fine with me. So get very clear. That looks to be your next space of how you want the connection to be, who's allowed to connect to you, and how they're allowed to connect with you. So I'm just going to open this up. So angels, guides, they can just talk to you. That's fine. They can have lots to say. Does that feel okay as I restructure this for you?
Because I have recently, I never saw angels before. I've started to feel their presence and started to see their presence recently.
Yes.
And in fact, in the video that I'm watching now with you, from the window, I feel like there's an angel presence, like that bluish light.
Yeah, it came in. And it's, I know. I looked at it too when I went. I'm like, oh, hello. Yeah, and it's there. But when you look there, you won't see it. Exactly. Yeah, it's... My room was filled with them. And the reason I said that to you was because you can see you're going to start to see a lot more of them, a lot, but you get to decide how you connect with them.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's nurture this gift. Like anyway, like just keep nurturing it, keep expanding it, keep connecting. And you watch in the next year or two, max, like 2 years, it's going to be very clear. And don't get afraid. Remember, you're in charge. So no reason to be afraid. And this, you're going to get a lot of different memories back from when you were a teenager all the way up, and just let them come. Just let them come. And then just thank spirit for showing you. Thank that hand of God for, you know, really being strong with you, because you can see your team is right behind you. And you can see how they're like, it's time to go. Like, you have no more time to not go. I don't know how else to say it. It's time to go. Yeah, it's very good. Very good.
I get you.
So much love. Keep me posted. I'm excited for you. That's a fabulous. I'm so excited for you. The world needs you more than ever. So thank you for stepping into your power.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you so much.
So much love. All right. Thank you. Okay, we have Linda from Toronto. I think we have a few minutes, so we'll have to squeeze her in really quick. All right, Olivia.
All right, Linda, you're on with Tracy L. Clark.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm very good. I was like, we have a couple minutes. We'll squeeze you in. What's your question today?
Okay. Thank you. I'm part of your Miraculous Academy.
Yes.
I just joined for a month and... so many changes already. But my question is, I'm 45. I developed hypertension. I'm now 70. But lately, I've been getting a lot of nosebleeds.
Yes. Yeah. Has to do with a lot of the changes going on. And we're actually going to command the blood vessels. Hang on. The blood vessels, we have to command them to return to normal with the oxygen. So throughout, what's actually wanting to leave the body, hopefully I'm not going to start gagging here, but what's wanting to leave the body is the energy of where you've had to be strong and do things for other people and you know, take care of, like everybody, just there's a whole bunch of people here, alive, dead, everything. You got a whole bunch of people here. So I'm going to actually disconnect you from the obligation of all of that energy and taking care of people. Thank you, God, because that's created tension in your world, because it's, you're very caring, very giving. So everything seems to go the other to other people. And now you're actually bringing it back. So let's reset you. There is some things with seasonal changes. We do have to change that as well. So I'm going to adjust the body, be strong for seasonal changes. We'll command the blood vessels to actually flow a little bit differently. And we'll change the structure just a little bit on the cheeks and the nose. We're just going to push it back just a bit. Nosebleeds are no fun. There we go. And then I'm going to actually adjust some of the so we have to go into all the arteries. Okay, so let's strengthen the arteries in the body from top to bottom, top to bottom. And I'll clean out some of the meridians around the face. Yeah. And we'll just make sure the rest of this energy of where it was just too tense into your system, pull that off. It's really interesting. You're now, you can see this, you're now actually coming into who you have always wanted to be at the full capacity of what you knew deep down who you were. I hope that makes sense to you, because you're showing up in the fullness of who you are. So there's a lot of things in the body that are going to start to show up so they can leave. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. I did send you an email though, because I do have like my husband died last year, but I had a desire for the last few years to volunteer for hospice.
Yes.
But
yes.
I know I have conflicting thoughts about it, because I know the body can heal itself.
Yeah. But when you're in those places too, the body can heal itself. But sometimes you go to those places to help them, to show them, you know, some people need, because there's a lot of people that don't understand how powerful we are. Sometimes you need an earth angel that just can help them as they're transitioning. A lot of times people just need that. And so that's okay. But also those places need the awareness of what the power is in the body. So there's two things, right? We get to our end of our journey line. So there's that process where we all need care when we're at the end, which is usually just the last year. It's supposed to be like that. And we just kind of wind down and off we go. Or it's, and those people, but if they don't get that, they need your help. So I'm going to respond to you personally on that one. So if you can leave, I'll explain it a little bit more in depth for you. Okay. But I can see why it's pulling you. So you'll be very clear by the end of it, for sure.
Thank you. Very proud of you. Thank you so much.
Well
Tracy.
Done.
Thank you. Bye.
So much love. Thank you everybody for tuning in this week. Next week, I am Reverend Tracy L. Next week, we are going to have another call-in show. We have a few guests coming in November, and I'm just allowing you guys to call in because it's so important to me that we answer your questions as we're heading into this new space. If Linda was just saying she's part of our Miraculous Academy, I know when people come into the Miraculous or Evolutionary Academy, it can be a little triggering. My job is to trigger you. My job is to trigger you so you can make those leaps, you can make those bounds, and you can get out of what is restricting you, what is holding you back, so you can actually fall into the fullness of your life. This is what the transitional time is right now. Right now, the time is for you to stop holding back and to take the lead in your life at all costs. And I announced this to my family. I said, this is the path I'm going. You're coming or goodbye. I just knew I had to do it. And, you know, I'm blessed. They've all come along for the ride. But it just made it more fun. And I knew I wanted to be surrounded, uplifted by people that really want to do that hand of God's work and show a new way of being, a new way of connecting, which is through that love and that community that's got your back. And that's one of the things that I just want to share. If you have not been in our community, you don't know about it, you can check out the Facebook. The free membership is also on tracylclark.com. But what people say the reason they love to stay is, yes, they love the energy shifts 5 days a week, the tools that they can use to become empowered. But it's the people. You're going to meet the people all over the world that will help you, support you. Because you can't do this alone. I can't do this alone. None of us can do it alone. But to create that place where we want you to soar. We want you to soar. I want you to soar. There's nothing better I get than when someone sends me a testimonial or they've been like on their path and it's soaring, because you deserve that. You deserve to soar. So I love you. I honor you and I respect you. Thank you for joining me. And I will see you next week, same time, same place, right here on the Tracy L. Clark Show. Have an incredible week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L. where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As a founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy Al, will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at TracyLClark.com.